Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the day begins in Israel, the sun is shining brightly over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a warm morning, perfect for outdoor activities. In Haifa, the temperatures are also mild, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, cats. Israel is waiting for U.S. green light to strike Iran, according to a report from Ynet earlier today. Also, the IDF attacked and destroyed Hezbollah launchers in Lebanon in response to rocket fire, Israel Hayom Hebrew reported this morning. Also this hour, Axios has reported that the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire has been extended by 3 weeks, according to former President Trump. Separately, Al Jazeera's new campaign accuses IDF soldiers of using dogs to assault Palestinian detainees, as reported by Mariv from earlier today. And finally, according to Forward, the de facto annexation of the West Bank is seen as a recipe for disaster amid ongoing tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Mick Mulroy, writing earlier today, questioned if President Trump is surrounded by experienced advisors during the current conflict. Meanwhile, Middle East underscore 24 reported earlier that the individual who attacked Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi in Berlin has been identified as Pedram Hossein Monferd, allegedly the son of an IRGC official. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted a few hours ago that Hezbollah's recent rocket attacks clearly violated the ceasefire, yet Israel faces the blame. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's position on Iran. According to Ynet, Israel is ready to take military action against Iran, but awaits approval from the United States. This comes amid heightened tensions in the region. The potential strike could significantly escalate regional conflicts. Turning to the military developments in Lebanon, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that the IDF targeted Hezbollah launchers after rockets were fired into Israel last night. This strike follows a series of violations by Hezbollah, suggesting a fragile truce. The continued conflict threatens to destabilize the region further. Meanwhile, Axios reported an extension of the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire by 3 weeks, confirmed by Trump. Iran claims any Israeli attacks violate its truce with the U.S. This extension aims to ease tensions, but peace remains uncertain. In another development, Mariv highlights Al Jazeera's campaign accusing the IDF of misconduct. The platform claims IDF forces use dogs to assault Palestinian detainees. This report adds fuel to the ongoing media battles, potentially impacting international perceptions of the conflict. Finally, the Forward reports on the consequences of West Bank annexation. The escalating violence from Jewish extremists towards Palestinians marks a troubling trend. The international community watches closely as the situation unfolds. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that 8 new companies have joined the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange this year, raising about 1.9 billion shekels. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Lufthansa's crisis amid Iran-related fuel shortages, overshadowing its centennial celebration. And finally, CTech discusses how AI is reshaping business strategies, with founders shifting focus from long-term planning to immediate execution. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.